So Lex, how did Everybody Looks Famous get its start, and where did you guys come with that name?
Well, I wasn't actually there for the inception. That would have been Tom and our old bassist, Neil. They were pretty much just in high school. So years and years and years ago, they have had so many members join. I was an acoustic artist on MySpace. So this is a while ago. And I got a message. I got a message from Tom and his dad, Roy. And they messaged me basically saying, hey, do you want to come and audition for this band? Because I think they were on like singer number 3 or 4 or something. And they needed a new person. I was like, you know what? Why not? I'd been in bands before and I was going to give up because, you know, when things don't work out, you're like, oh, this is a solo artist. No problem. And then I trundled over to Tamworth. Had a little sing-song in the village hall, and here we are.
And you are actually the last person to join MySpace, correct? No, I'm just kidding.
The last person to join my... I miss MySpace, man. I want my top 8 friends back.
It was cool, wasn't it? I mean, it used to be the coolest thing in the world.
It still is in my heart.
I miss it.
I miss the music side of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think they kind of lost it when they totally rebuilt it.
Yeah, no. When I couldn't figure out the coding anymore, that's when I lost interest.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, you've got a video that just came out today called Fiction, and I noticed you're talking about Neil, your bass player, but you don't have a bass player in the video.
No, we have gone through a few. Neil is now working on another project, another band that he has. We've actually had my younger brother filling in for quite a few years now, Chris. He's amazing, really, really good. So basically, we've been searching for someone to kind of be at his standard. And since we're so good at writing songs between the 5 of us, it's been really hard to kind of share that part of the band with someone. But we think we have found someone now, but I don't know if I'm allowed to say anything yet.
Okay. Well, bass players are a pain in the ass to find, though. I mean, because they're so hard to find in some places.
Well, the thing is, people think the bass is really easy, but it's not. Not when you need the standard for writing, performance. Like, it isn't just 4 notes over and over. My brother, he's insane, like, slap bass, metal. He does funk, jazz, everything, general rock, pop, everything. So we found someone recently that came on tour with us for a few shows, and he just blew us away. He's amazing, so.
Yeah, you're right. And you're right, too, because bass is one of the most important aspects of any band. I mean, it's part of the foundation.
Yeah, definitely.
So how did the video Fiction come about? How did you guys come up with the concept?
Well, we were just having a bit of a jam at the village hall. And they came up with a song, and I just, in 2 seconds, I was like, just don't talk to me. Give me 5 minutes. And I wrote all the lyrics, just boom. In 5 minutes, I was like, right, done, let's sing this. I sang it to them because they hadn't heard me sing it, and they were like, oh my God, we need to record this. Went and recorded it with John Mitchell, which was amazing. And I just kind of had this vision in my head of kind of like having your life as a game or make-believe. Like, so many people get like so into books and movies, stories, fiction, that kind of thing, and you know, it kind of controls your life a bit. And I thought a video where I looked a bit confused might be good. I did want something a little bit more to do with games, but I really, really wanted the red and blue lights, and that's what was available. And when we met with Adam Fitch, I came up with a concept and we were happy.
Nice. How's the video been received? I know it's kind of early to ask that because it just came out today, but kind of feedback have you been getting?
Really, really good, actually. I've not put my phone down for a couple of hours. I've been at work and I came home and it's just been like, bing, 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 on all social media. I've had to physically put it down. So I'm not looking at Instagram or YouTube. I'm not looking at Twitter, putting it down. No, it's been really, really, really good, actually. I'm really happy.
Now, has the feedback been what you expected? Because I know when somebody comes out with their own video, they have a different perception usually than what others see of it. So, what do you personally think of the finished product?
I'm happy. I'm happy with it. I wish I could have had a bit longer to think of more of a story-based theme, but we wanted something a bit more grown up, something a bit more modern to go with the song, because we did work really hard on it to make it sound kind of more this era than a lot of the songs we've written in the past. And I think it kind of, it merges well, has a good feel to it. And I'm thinking, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you know, when you are happy to put something out to your friends, to your family, they're the people, you know, that are going to give you their honest opinions. And if my mum comes back to me and she likes it, then I'm 100% happy.
Yeah, and that's the best approval anyone can ever hope for, actually.
Oh, yes, big time.
Because you know what's funny? You can tell when, I mean, with me anyway, I can tell when my mom, like, thinks something I did totally sucks, but she's going to be nice about it.
Yeah, and then, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, that's really cool. And then she doesn't tell a living soul about it. But, you know.
Yeah, I want her to cry. No, my mum's a cool lady. She's always been honest with me. So if I can make her happy, that makes me happy.
Nice. Now, what is Everybody Looks Famous like live? I mean, what, like, if somebody who never been to a show before went and saw you live, what would they expect?
Huge amounts of energy. I literally go skits. Everyone goes crazy on stage. This is why I push and push and push for people to come to tours, come to shows, because that is my favorite part of a band. Always has been and always will be. I love singing live, performing live. Everything about it is amazing. Lights, like seeing people's faces, the reactions to songs, getting them to sing with you. I'm quite in your face in a good way. I'm really happy, and like Joe, our guitarist, is literally the happiest person on earth. And every show, without a doubt, I will put money on it, someone will come up to me and say, your guitarist is literally the most smiley, happy person in the world. And it's just we merge so well. We're like a family up there. And yeah, I love it, as you can tell. I can't stop talking about it. I love tour. I love gigs. Just everything about it.
And it kind of shows in your music as a whole, because I get a lot of positive vibes and energy from it.
Yeah. Yeah, we try not to be too grumpy, because it's so easy to write a song that's angry, because it's, oh, let's see what self-deprecating emotion am I feeling today, or I could sing about love. But with our music, we're trying to keep it positive, keep it more about aspirations, future, career, that kind of thing, wishes and dreams and stuff like that. I mean, I know that sounds cheesy, but
no, it doesn't.
It's almost like writing the music for ourselves, to make ourselves happy as well as other people. It's kind of, if you have to hear it over and over and again, you don't want it to be sad.
Yeah. No. So basically what you're saying is your music is a reflection of the band as a group, yeah, of individuals, like how we, you all are as people.
We're probably one of the happiest groups of people here, honestly.
Now, do you think that reflects, like, in the attitude of your fans, or do you think that actually gives you the type of fans that you have? Because, and the reason I say that is because some bands, you know, will have positive energy and positive vibes in their music, and then you'll have some bands that are equally as famous that are all about, you know, hurting others or hurting yourselves or depression or things like that.
Yeah. I mean, the type of music I listen to, many people, I suppose, that don't listen to it would class it as kind of like angry, depressive stuff, but a lot of it's singing about positivity and kind of building yourself up from a dark place. Our fans, or at least the people that I've met, we've been lucky enough to meet some really amazing bands. Their fans as well are always really cheerful. So, I mean, I think that our fans are all really nice people. They just are. We have conversations. We're not the type to just kind of have people follow us or come to a show and we don't talk to them. Like, we'll sit with them. We'll sit with them all night if we want to. They'll hang with us. We're more like friends. And I think everyone I've met so far, I haven't disliked anyone. They're all good people.
Nice. Now, you've got the Earth EP, right?
Yeah.
If you could pick one song on that EP that would totally define Everybody Looks Famous, what would that be and why?
I've never even thought of a song. It hasn't been written yet, the song that defines the band. Definitely not.
I've never heard that answer before.
it's not done yet. I have this feeling. It's like a tiny little seed is still growing. Like, there is still a song that's ready. I think Fiction's kind of opened that door a bit. The music before, obviously, I love Echo.
I've got to say, I love that song. I love that answer.
It's just really too hard. I can never pick a favorite. It's like in real life with real music, I cannot just pick a favorite song. It'll change every day. Depends on my mood.
Well, no, the reason I say I love that answer is because that's almost an obligatory question I ask every artist that I interview. And though, you know, I kind of get the same answer, like, and what I mean by kind of, like, oh, it's like picking my favorite kid and all that, you know, but and then they'll pick one. I'm like,
yeah.
You
know, so
no. Yeah, but between them. Exactly. But I love what you just said there, because, you know, it's almost like something, what is it? I can't remember his name, but he's a real famous writer, and he said the best poem. T.S. Eliot, that's who it is.
Oh, right,
T.S. Yeah. Eliot said his you know, used to say that his best poem was just over the horizon.
Yeah, well, you've got to think like that. Otherwise, what's worth working for? What are you carrying on doing it for if you don't believe you can get better and progress? That's the whole point. And yeah. Well, thank you.
Well, what does Everybody Who Looks Famous have coming up? I mean, what, like, I know that you guys are planning a tour. How is that coming along? And do you have any plans on coming to the U.S.?
Oh, my God, if I could be there now. Oh, it's like a dream. You don't understand. It's like the living, constant dream that we have to play in the U.S. It's, pretty much every band I listen to is from there, so it's kind of, I think we are like the British version of the pop rock American kids. You know, we've grown up with the TV, movies. I sometimes get asked, like, are you from America? I'm like, have you heard me speak? I'm not from there. I just look like that. But yeah, that would be amazing. Let me just dream for a minute. That'd be great. With the tour, yes. I mean, there's always something in the works. We don't just sit on our asses and do nothing about it. There's always bands. We've got so many friends that we love to play with. I mean, recently LSR, they're insanely good. Like, we've played with them before and they were good, but now it's kind of like they're progressing, we're progressing, we progress together. We're writing, actually. Fire is the next one, next EP. We really, really like, we've played these songs on tour so much that I can blink and the song will be over, and it's so natural that I'm kind of unaware that we've gone through a set and it's over, and it's only like half an hour, 40 minutes or sometimes longer that you have. So I really want to write everything new so that the next tour is kind of, it stands out for me again. Once you kind of toured the same songs for so long, unless it's like a reunion tour or a let's go back to the first album tour, I want to be in the moment again. I feel sometimes like I lose that because I know the song so well. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, totally, totally. Because you want it to be in the headspace that you're all in, and the best way to do that is to explore within yourself. And what I mean by that is, you know, you've got to find that sweet spot when you go on tour, and not just on tour in general, but in every show, you've got to live in that.
Definitely. I want to be present. Ever present, omnipresent.
Exactly. Now, you guys have been around, though. I mean, I've seen videos on YouTube where you guys have played Wembley, even.
Yeah.
How was that?
I blacked out. I actually not many people know it, but by the curtain, the stage, it was like, right, guys, 10 seconds, you're ready to go on. I went, no. No, I'm not going up there. And I was always sick. I was like, not going up there. You can't make me. And then someone just pushed me. And I was out on the stage. And I was like, holy goodness gracious grief me. Yeah, there's a lot of people.
That's where you, like, got to watch what you eat that day. Because you're going to get there's such a chance of getting a total stomach ache when that happens.
Yeah, this is the thing. I used to. I don't get it now. And I'm really happy that I don't. I used to get really, really bad stage fright. Really bad. Like, it's the thing I love to do the most, but it would always give me this kind of sick feeling, like, what if I go wrong? My throat is closing up. My life is over feeling. But now it's kind of like, I can't wait to get up there. I watch bands play and it's like, get off the stage. So I can get off now.
you run up early, start singing with them and all that.
I'm just like on the side of the stage, just staring at them, psych them out. But yeah, Wembley was an incredible opportunity. I actually, bringing my mum up again, she always makes me go through my old stuff and throw stuff out, get yourself out of my house kind of thing. And I had one of the t-shirts we got given. I'm holding it up in front of you, but you can't see me. I'm like, with my hands, I'm like, ooh. I keep finding like all the memorabilia and stuff, and it's really amazing to think that we got to do that and had that opportunity. It's so good. And recently on the last tour of Glasgow, the Garage, it was massive. It was so nice. I mean, we tend to get used to playing kind of smaller venues. We're just used to it. Everything in the UK is small. So seeing kind of that amount of people again, it was kind of just really good. It just feels really good.
Yeah, because you got to play the G2 in Glasgow. And that's not like a corner bar or something like that. I mean, that's kind of like top shelf as far as like gigs.
it was sick. It was good. It was really nice. I just, I'm one of the people that won't like to stay in the backstage. I kind of just stand and I watch and I'm like in the crowd or I'm on the merch stand all the time. So I'm like basically one of the spectators when I'm there. I'm so excited and kind of like buzzing for it. And then I remember, oh shit, I've got to get up there and sing. So yeah, that venue was so nice. The lights and the sound guy was awesome. We've got our own stage lights as well. Kind of like strip lights, which obviously blinds people, but it adds to it. But yeah, oh, I don't even know.
Yeah, they're also hot.
Just remembering it.
They're also hot as hell too, from what I remember.
Yeah, I have to try not to touch them or get hit in the head by a guitar because that has happened.
Exactly. Now, how did you get rid of your stage fright? Because earlier you were talking about you used to have massive stage fright. How does one get rid of that? Because to be honest, I mean, I've been in bands off and on, you know, since the 90s, and I'm not even the singer. I'm just the guitar player, and I still get nervous.
Well, it's just one of those things. It's like if you're giving a speech or you have a presentation at college or uni or whatever, you either look directly above their heads, or I have kind of a safety blanket on stage, and her name's Grace. So if ever I need kind of like reassurance or I'm feeling a bit nervous about something, I kind of turn around and she's there on her keys playing away. And as long as she looks happy, I'm kind of like, okay, I feel cool. I'm calm. I'm in my space. And I've got Tom and you know what I mean? It's kind of like your best friends on stage. So yeah, cool. Recharge and go back to the front. Like I don't often turn around on stage, but when I do, now you know it's my secret, I'm kind of just kind of regrouping and then I'll turn around. And I used to suffer quite badly with anxiety anyway, so that kind of, I suppose, has helped me talking to Grace.
I can see where that helps too, having an anchor like that, especially with you being a frontman. Because like I said, with my own experience with stage fright, I think to myself, well, at least I've got a guitar to hide behind a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. I've got my voice, actually, like giving talks or presentations, that terrifies me to my core. Like I can't talk in front of people. Like talking to you right now, I'm hot as hell over here. Like I'm nervous. But if you give me a guitar and make me sing, or if I get a conversation with my band, I will be so confident and just, I will talk to whoever, I will sing at the top of my lungs, I will jump around like an idiot. It doesn't matter because I'm up there. But if I, you know, usually if I'm face to face with people, I'm quite shy.
Yeah, and it's a lot harder than it looks too. And what's really cool is on the live videos that I've seen of Everybody Looks Famous is you represent everybody else in that band. And you do it brilliantly. Because you have a personality, you know. And if you would have never told me that you used to suffer from stage fright, I would have never thought that. To be honest, that would have never come up.
Well, I did have to work hard at it. I remember I used to like really grip onto the microphone like and not let it go. But now it's kind of like I've done it for years now, and I have to tell myself, look, this is what you want to do. It's your passion. It's the one thing that you love more than anything in the world. Like, do it or get off the stage.
Precisely. Now, if you could talk to somebody who is just now starting a band of their own, what would you feel would be the best advice you can give them, and why? You know, assuming they're totally serious about it.
Work on your music, 100% songs. Make sure you're happy. Don't just churn out as many like one hit wonders as possible. Not one hit wonders. That would be great, actually. But really focus on the music. It has to mean something to you. It needs to be good. You can't just chuck out anything. I think that's kind of how I felt, not to be negative, but that's how I felt about a lot of our songs. We were just making it for the sake of it, to have something new. And I do wish I could have put more time into some of them. So now, like, our writing, we half the time we do it separately. So I'll sit at home with my piano and my guitar, and I'll write a song that I think I would listen to. And I'm quite picky, not to be big head, but I'm really picky, and I don't like hearing myself sing or play anything. So that if I like it, I can then give it to Tom, give it to Joe. They'll make it amazing, and we'll go back and forth, back and forth. That's the most important thing to me, is writing and being like really connected in writing. Obviously you need good songs, or what's the point? But I guess practice a hell of a lot together. Be best friends.
Yeah. You have to be a fit while you're a family.
Yeah, exactly. You need to like each other.
And you know what? It's great that you say that you do need to write songs that you would listen to, because, yeah. I mean, the important thing is, okay, say Everybody Looks Famous is still, you know, chugging along 10 years from now, and not, you know, and then looking back, you might, you know, you've got a bunch of songs that you like and then you still enjoy playing. I remember reading a Rolling Stone interview with Keith Richards, and he wants to damn near slit his wrist every time Satisfaction shows up on the playlist.
What?
I'm dead serious. He says he hates that song. He's always hated that song.
Didn't the Stereophonics refuse to play one of their songs? They're live because they're sick of it. Hey, mate, if people want me to play any song, I'll play it. I don't care. It's fine. I'll be happy. I swear. Promise. I'll do it. But no, I can understand, like, if you've heard something 1,000,000,000 times or played it 1,000,000,000 times, it can get a bit tedious. But if people love the song, that's the whole point. You wrote this song for people, for yourself as well. So just play the damn song.
That's true. But I mean, imagine if you're playing the same songs half a century from now like Keith is.
Yeah, I'd be like, have you seen my new release?
Yeah, exactly. You,
checked out the new album. Just buy the CD. I don't need to play it.
Exactly. Well, what do you guys have coming up tour wise? Where are you guys gonna, you know, like head out and stuff?
Well, obviously the UK, obviously. I recently went to Wales for the first time. No one seems to care that I was excited, but I've never been, and it was really cool. So I think we want to kind of go more west, and not to bring that song into your head or anything, or go to Ireland possibly, and into Europe, because those kids go crazy over there. And I love it. I've seen so many shows in like Germany and France, and it's just, the energy is huge, and I love it, and I really, really, I played in Germany, in Berlin, a couple of times acoustically, and it goes down so well. People actually go to live shows. They go to see people they don't even know and hear. That's so hard. It's so hard. It's kind of like you almost have to trick people.
Yeah, and they get into it in Germany.
Yeah, right? It's crazy. I mean, oh, some of the best memories I have are seeing bands over there. But yeah, I think that would be the next natural step, is looking into overseas.
And then coming over to New York, Chicago, LA.
Don't. I'll pass out from the joy. I'd be so happy. I would live in a van. I would live in a van for however long was necessary.
A lot of bands here do.
Yeah, no, I know they do. I mean, I go on the internet way too much, watch too many videos. I love it. Everything about it.
Nice. Now, where can we see Everybody Looks Famous online, and where can we get your stuff?
Well, Facebook, obviously, Everybody Looks Famous. We're on Twitter, however, somebody has the handle Everybody Looks Famous, which is infuriating, so we've had to shorten it. So it's EVRYBDY Looks FMS. And we actually have that on a t-shirt now, because I thought they look cool. We're on Instagram. I think we're going to get a Vine. That seems to be a thing people are enjoying now. Snapchat, that's going to happen. We're on YouTube. Everybody looks famous again. What else do we have? What else is there? MySpace, the thing we do. Obviously, we've got our website, which is quite schnazzy. Everything's on there. We've each got our own personal YouTubes, Instagrams, Twitters. We talk to people all the time. We're all on it. Like, we don't have anyone else doing it for us. We all kind of take control and man the stations. So, yeah, we're on there every day, all day.
Nice, nice. Well, thanks for doing the interview today, Lex. I really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome.
Thanks. Well, now the interview's over. Did we cover everything you wanted?
Yeah, the only thing I didn't answer was where the name came from, and that's once again because Tom and Neil, it's from a song, I can't remember the band. They told me once, and the whole time I've asked, I was like, where'd the band name come from? And this was 4 years ago, and they told me, and now I don't know. It's a lyric in a song. I think the first singer came up with the name, and it's from a song. So I'll find out.
Okay.